can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
We'll visit with Justin Moore a little bit later. Man, I tell you, Roger, I've been sending you my algorithm is heavy on Joe Nichols.
And
Joe Nichols is covering all the your old favorite Merle Haggard and George Jones. We had a single with George Jones
maybe
the other day.
Maybe because I don't follow very many. And maybe because you get in that algorithm, like you said, and he's a Merle Haggard fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he does a lot of Merle. Justin covers a song or two.
But what about
others? I don't know what Joe does.
What about that one where he's singing at the old Grand Ole Opry? We'll have to ask him about that with George Jones, older George Jones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. How cool is that for them?
What a memory for him.
And for Justin to do the same thing with Kenny and Hank and.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he ever did one. Hey, shout out to everybody that's starting back to school today right now. I know that up in Northwest Arkansas, Zach is taking my grandson, Beckett, to his second grade. And beautiful little Hallie is going to kindergarten. So Pop loves you. And Zach, and James Hale just got on a bus going to the first grade. Little Oliver is headed to a new school for himself. Not kindergarten yet, but because he's three. But anyway.
They love when Pop says hello to them.
Well, Pop loves them, I tell you. What a blessing they have. And everybody else that's sending your kids off, man, congratulations.
Yeah, we've been talking about this. School is all over the place as far as that. Every day is different. I think every school is opening on a different day, it seems. Everybody's back in action. Thanks to all the teachers. Bus drivers, cafeteria workers, janitors, all the ones we honor in our deserving dozen. I'm sure we'll do a couple of those this year again, too. I do want to give a shout-out, too, Roger. I always eat over at Cheers, and Casey and Spencer take good care of me. Casey was saying her husband, Stephen Chandler, works at Impact Fire in North Little Rock, listens every day, she said. So, Stephen, thanks so much.
Listen, we
don't take it for granted that all of you out there who listen every day, man, it's a blessing, and we're so grateful that you choose to be with us every day. And sometimes we don't always know who all is listening. I go in and somebody said, yeah, my husband listens to you guys every day. Love it. Have no idea until you tell us that kind of stuff. So thanks, Stephen. Appreciate that. And Casey and Spencer, thanks for always taking good care of me.
I go in there
with my laptop. Every restaurant in town knows I come in there with my laptop. Yeah, yeah, I got to have my internet
service.
It's
your thing now. Yeah, it's your thing now. I know there's a couple of fellas that I don't know that they listen until down at Mainline Sports Bar where we do trivia. After I give them their prize or tell them thanks for covering them, whatever, they'll go strength and honor.
Strength and honor, very nice.
That's cool. And again, we're blessed that you listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So we're going to bring in Rick Schaefer in just a second. If you just joined the show, with the passing of Billy Ray Smith, the junior, the other day, I saw a lot of comments, and I got comments where they said, hey, Billy Ray was one of my heroes growing up. He was my... You know, one of the guys I really love as a kid watching play. So we we got a dead period this week until we get the touchdown club announcement Thursday. We're just talking about the players that you sort of remember and looked up to or idolized or whatever. And we've had them I got one here from Keith. He was 83. He's a buddy.
Uh-oh.
He's got Lance Allworth. He's got Lance Allworth and Billy Moore.
Nice.
How about that? He's 83.
Nice.
Keith Wetzel and said, listen, yeah.
There you go.
I love it. So we got all the way from, 20-year-olds who now are, you know, the ones we've just seen the last few years. So we're just sort of going through those and just reminiscing a little bit. Let's bring in Rick Schaefer there, Roger. We got a lot to cover with Rick, too.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning.
Diggity diggity.
Good morning, Rick Schaefer. How are you?
Good morning, guys. You know, do I get a white horse named Silver to go with this? Can you all provide that?
You betcha.
That would be really cool.
You betcha.
Yeah.
A lot to cover. First things first, Rick, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how was your Friday with and Saturday with the baseball weekend in Hot Springs?
10.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, and I always thank Steve Arison, who's retiring now.
Yeah.
I always thank Steve Arison, but we need to thank Derek Phillips, too, because Derek is going to work with us on the baseball weekend and work to set that up. Although Steve said he's already working on next year's lineup. But the interviews we had Friday, every year you think it's great.
Yep.
Last year we had Johnny Bench and Ferguson Jenkins.
Yeah, how about that?
Among our interviews. And they were both good. The three interviews we had Friday might have been the best we've ever had. Fred McGriff was just, his personality just overflows. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. But our interview with Jack Morris is one of the best I've ever been a part of. And he was so relaxed and just talking. And he told Steve Arison, he told him that night, he said he really enjoyed that interview, thought the questions were good. I think we probably asked him some things he's not used to getting asked. And that was really nice. Al Roboski came on at the end, was very good. Dale Murphy
great.
Dale Murphy, and he made a case. I don't know if I agree with him or not, but, boy, he made a case for Ted Turner being in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is a pretty special place. But his point was, and he's right, he changed the way people watch baseball on television.
Yeah.
Now, my grandparents, I had grandparents in the Chicago area and grandparents in the St. Louis area. And I can remember as a kid visiting in St. Louis, and my grandmother would have the Cardinal games on TV. But we couldn't get the Cardinal games.
Right.
You only got them in St. Louis. And WGN was on in Chicago at that time, but only in Chicago. So if we went up there, I could watch the Cubs on TV, but only in Chicago. WTBS allowed everybody in America to watch the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
And Dale Murphy pointed out that they weren't very good. You know, they had one team, 1982. They made the playoffs. And other than that, they were okay at times. I remember going to a doubleheader in Atlanta in 1987. They played the Cincinnati Reds, and there were less than 10,000 people there.
Right, right.
So, but they all knew Dale Murphy. They all knew who the Braves were.
Bob Horner, all of those guys.
And so, and Murph played there right before they got good.
Yeah.
He got traded to the Phillies during the 1990 season, and in 1991 they're in the World Series.
Yeah.
And then Fred McGriff came in 93 and played on the team that won the World Series in 1995. So it was just, I don't want to recount all of that, but it was a great weekend. And then the next day, Dave Stewart, who got there too late to be on our show, and I hate that now after hearing him, he was really, really good. Al Roboski was good. I just have to share that Bill Lee's a little too far out there for me.
He's still out there, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know, he's a little out there, and you could tell the other guys accommodated him, but it's not like they thought he was real serious about the game. Other than he does love the game of baseball, but he's a wacko. So
yeah.
Anyway,
well,
thank you for asking.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Gosh, if you're a collector, they had in the past they've had collect dealers set up on the floor there, and there's a lot of room in the convention center. This time they were upstairs too. They were in every room, everywhere you could put a car dealer, they were there. And, you know, there were some, I guess, for the kids. They liked the Pokemon. There was a lot of that, too. But just really cool
to
be there. Well,
again, you got to give credit to Steve Arison for knowing, understanding, and using the history of baseball in Hot Springs to realize that would be a great idea. So give him credit. And, of course, his replacement, Devin, he's got his work cut out, but he's a nice guy. He's got his work cut out for him. But anyway, good for you. I knew you would be in.
We'll work together.
Yeah, I knew you would be. It would you and Randy, I was watching you guys a little bit and could see the joy on your face being able to ask these questions. And then yesterday, Roger, I called. I got to give credit to Best of Arkansas Sports for finding this story. I think Ray Tucker went into the Arkansas Sports Broadcaster Hall of Fame last week.
Yeah.
And apparently he told the story and somebody from Best of Arkansas Sports heard it about Lou Holtz is doing his coach's show, Roger, at Channel 7. Well, somehow Wally Hall knew Morgana and her husband. I don't know. We got to ask Wally that. She apparently stayed at Wally's house. So Wally have let Morgana know that Coach Holtz tapes his coach's show every Sunday. He'd fly down from or drive down or stay here after the game at War Memorial and do the show at Channel 7 and then go back up there. Well, they've got it set up where apparently Morgana calls Ray Tucker and says, I'm here, you know, let me in. So apparently without Lou Holtz knowing, Morgana runs into the studio plants a big kiss on Lou. Mm-hmm. We don't have any film of it or whatever, and runs out of there. And Lou didn't know what to do. He was in short. Of course, Ray never told Lou, because at that time Ray was working for Channel 7. Never told Lou that's what it was. Anyway, there's a picture of Lou Holtz holding a picture of Morgana. I don't know when it was, but apparently he was talking about it. But and then, of course, yesterday, Rick was trying to describe to everybody. Morgana called her the kissing bandit. And then the best description I've heard, what did you say, Ricky, in describing her? I think which was appropriate.
She was famous for kissing baseball players.
Yes.
And she got Johnny Bench. She got Cal Ripken Jr. I'm sure she got a bunch of others. And I guess the ownership or the stadium's just...
Let her do it. There's great publicity.
Yeah. So she would run out on the field and kiss these guys, usually in the batter's box. Well, back then, the radar guns, the company, because it was the company, they were called Jugs Guns. And I think that pretty well describes Morgana.
So Rick brings that up on stage. Randy's like, whoa. And that's maybe the edgiest you'll ever hear Rick Schaefer get, but I thought it was a wonderful description.
Ziggity diggities.
They thought it was much more appropriate for your show than ours.
Well, there is such thing as a Jugs Gun.
And yeah, that's right.
If you're describing Morgana, I mean, she was more than a kissing bandit because she was... And you're right, Rick. Nobody stopped her. Back, you know, you can't do that now because, you're worried about...
Oh, no.
But they would... I remember she went to the mound. She not only went to the plate, she went to the mound a few times. And so, but that was the thing. We don't know if she's still alive or not. And we got to talk.
Looks like she's still with us.
Ray Tucker said yes. Okay. She's still alive.
We need to track her down, and we need to get Wally Hall to go. How did her and her husband spend the night? But I'm telling you, Lou Holtz didn't know. You made the good point. He was obviously madly in love with his wife,
yes.
And he was probably embarrassed about that. Hey, watch out with those two things right there, Morgana. Because she was a national figure. I mean, everybody knew she was at the time. So anyway,
I assume he did. And so, did they know she? Why was he holding a picture of her?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that happened there.
Did somebody warn him?
I don't know. I don't know if that picture was from there. It looked like it was in a newsroom because it looked like like an office in there. So I don't know. That's the other part we'll have to ask Rick.
Later he was finding out who she was. Well, who was that woman that came in?
But
here?
I'm telling you, when Rick dropped the Jugs Gun yesterday, only Rick could come up with a Jugs, which was a great description. For the kids out there that don't know, that's all they need to hear. Someone said, Roger, here from the 501, we need a Listen, Mister every day. We play Listen, Mister. A lot of times Roger will play that during the open in our show in the morning.
I do need that, if you could capture that.
Or the Listen, Mister, or Shut Up. Shut Up!
That's a very popular.
You got to be careful what you say. Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Hey, the other thing today, Rick, has been a lot of fun because of Billy Ray Smith passing. I've had a lot of people tell me, and we've gotten on this show, hey, he was our... You know, as a kid, that was who I sort of looked up to, and he was one of my favorite Razorback players as a kid. So we just, in this sort of slow week this week, we've been reminiscing about who was your first Razorback, hero. And we've had him and we've asked all the listeners to put their age in there, and we have had, 100 text messages. Like, for example, here's one, Steve from Darnell. I'm 72 now. In the late 60s, there were exhibition games between the Chargers and the Oilers. I befriended Danny Brabham.
Brabham,
a former Razorback, by writing him a fan letter. We stayed friends until he passed. I attended one of the exhibition games as his guest at War Memorial. Got to meet Lance Allworth and still have his chin strap. Heavy duty, great memories for a kid growing up. So all these wonderful things. Here's when I'm 69. I remember when they played with a pig bladder before the Wilson leather ball. I remember a bunch of those great players. And of course, he said Niles Davis was one. That nobody's mentioned the more recent one, but we've mentioned. Here's one: Carlos Hall.
He was with the Chiefs.
Fred Talley, he did. I mean, there's so many. Somebody said my favorite is David Basil. I got a few of those. Old 53 was a team captain. I wasn't the Brad Taylor or the James Shea Best, but you never know, Rick, when you were 12 or 13 years old or 8 years old, who's watching. No. I remember as a player, Rick, I was a team captain, and I always remembered people are watching. And that for me, I remember going out there, and I'm playing for those farmers down in Lake Village. I'm playing for the field worker wherever in South Arkansas.
The little boy in the housing project.
Yeah, the little boy, Roger Scott.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's a single player today that thinks that way.
No, probably not.
Probably
not.
That's really sad. And I love hearing you say that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's a single player today that thinks about who they're playing for.
Well, you know, I heard one player the other day say it, and it's a one-off because most of these guys are shipped in and shipped out. Yeah. And
And no disrespect to anybody that doesn't.
Well, they don't come here for that. They didn't come here. They came here because it was a good situation for them.
Even then, I didn't even think about you guys thinking about that.
Oh, I did. I remember when I would go out and I would train by myself in the stands. I remember thinking, I'm going to run this extra lap for, you know, that guy sitting over there in Conway or whatever.
That's
that was
motivation.
Yeah. Okay. That was the way I think. Here's one that says, I'm growing up. I'm 60. I'm 60, but growing up, I was a Cal Cagney fan. Roger was talking about the transition with all the great Bruins teams into that late 70s with Cal Cagney and Scanlon, and then the transition, you know, with Brad Taylor and Gary Anderson, and all the great kickers we had. I mean, he had so many to choose from for many, many decades, you know, two, three decades there in a row before we sort of hit some tough spots in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, as one that grew up in Oklahoma, but a Razorback fan, so I didn't know the players as intimately as people that grew up in Arkansas did. But John Brittenham and Bobby Crockett.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, Brittenham was the quarterback and man, you know, had a song, but who can ever forget the 1965 Texas game? Up 20-0, down 24-20. And then it was either four or five. I think it was five plays in a row. Brittenham hit Crockett. Five plays in a row.
That's crazy.
Down to the 1 yard line, and then Brittenham sneaks in for a touchdown. And we didn't know it at the time, but Jim Lindsay's the one that gave the inspirational speech in the huddle. And I also didn't realize at the time, or really even later, about Lindsay had bruised ribs and didn't play much in that game. So when they needed to score, they sent him out there.
Yeah.
And he's the one that went in the huddle and said, guys, we're going 80 yards for a touchdown. We're going to win this game. And they did. And can you imagine, back then, I don't know how much zone coverage they did and all that. We're talking about 1965, and people ran more than they threw. But can you imagine five straight completions to the same guy? And that's Texas, the number one team in the country.
That's crazy.
And they couldn't stop the play.
I love that.
And his last catch at the 1 yard line, I mean, he's catching it as he's going out of bounds, just a sensational catch. So I think of John Brittenham and Bobby Crockett, and then as you're getting a little bit older, and now it's Bill Montgomery, Chuck Dykus, and Bill Burnett.
Which would be Tommy Smith. We always talked about Chuck Dykus and his taped up shoes and his ankles.
Oh, he was cool. That's right. He was. He was cool before people were cool. That was really nice.
Think about this too, Rick. You know, and here's what our buddy Kime, who's over in Spain, actually listened. He said, I'm 62. And he said, 1975, Ben Cowens, Ike Forte, the 31-6 Arkansas win over Texas A&M. But it's really a remarkable how, you know, you were in the middle of that, Rick, and you don't really appreciate those things going on. You're working and you're getting to know all of us, all the players, and yet while that's happening, you got Roger and, you know, people around us, all these people who are listeners who are saying, these are great memories I had in the 70s, 80s, now, and even recently. You know, you got a 12-year-old kid who loves Grant Morgan now, who was a scrapper.
Good.
And the winning, you know, the winning hadn't been as good, Rick, you know, the last 15 years. And so, you know, Roger was saying, you know, it's just hard to find, you know, you don't have, when you're losing, it's hard to find star players. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's, you look back in the Houstonette era, you know, you all of a sudden have that turnaround and then you put Petrino, and then all of a sudden, man, it's like you've had like 2 years of the last 15 where you really be happy about success. But you still had some players. You still had some good players throughout those years, too.
Yeah, the 9-4 season. That was really a special year. But I got to tell you, you mentioned him. For best name, I loved him the whole time he was at Arkansas. Bumper Pool.
Yeah.
That is one of the greatest names ever. I can remember when Trey Biddy had come on, and you're recruiting this guy and you're recruiting that guy, and he named Bumper Pool. I said, you got to get Bumper Pool.
Yeah.
What a wonderful football name that was.
Sure. Well, you know, it's another thing, too. Here's one I say. I'm 59 years old. It's got to be Tony Cherico. Remember back then we didn't have access To all the, we didn't have social media, so we didn't have access to see video every day, and so we relied on Sports Illustrated article. We relied on the Arkansas Gazette and the Arkansas Democrat.
And
thank goodness for the newspaper wars for folks here in Arkansas, because that competition, you got a ton of stories every day. That's one of the reasons I came here. I had alumni that was down in Panama City kept sending me every day the newspaper covers. I said, I've never seen anything like it in my life. You know, where I live, you got 18 teams, you know, from Alabama to Florida to Georgia that gets, you know, press. Here in Arkansas, you got two papers that are spending 15 pages a day. It was crazy, Rick, and I thought that was normal. I had no idea about the newspaper war.
It wasn't just those two in central Arkansas, but in northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville had a paper, Springdale had a paper. Yeah. The Benton County Record covered Rogers and Bentonville. And part of my duty as sports information director is every morning I went and had to read what they were saying. And the Tulsa World, their second largest circulation area was Washington County.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would read five newspapers every morning before I could do anything else, unless there was some meeting or something urgent that morning, because you had to keep up with what they were saying. And I have to say that there were times I learned things that I didn't know by reading those things. And, of course, the greatest guy for getting information that nobody else had was Nate Allen, who worked for the Arkansas Gazette for years. Because back then, you know, the coach would talk, and he'd go to practice and figure out if somebody wasn't there. Out of 100 guys, he'd figure out if somebody wasn't there. He'd go talk to them, and the next day he'd have something that nobody else had. Now, as far as anything big that nobody else had, Orville got it. Orville Henry got it first all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which made everybody angry, everybody jealous. And I remember when I came as assistant sports information director, and Orville's son, Butch, was the SID, and I came here as his assistant, and people would ask me, you going to be fair? Is Orville going to get everything like he always did? Well, I didn't know anything about that. And I said, well, I don't know why I wouldn't. Yeah, sure, we'll give it to whoever. But as long as Orville was around and Coach Broyles was around, if it was big, he was going to get it first.
Yeah, it was a lot of information, of course, and you got to know the players better. That's the thing you're missing now. You don't have they control the narrative more. You don't have as many people doing stories. They're trying now. Listen, there's a lot of organizations and podcasters that are covering more Hogs stuff than ever before.
Yeah.
You don't always have access to the players like you used to do as a sports information director. But I still love that. I see somebody Pinto. I'm 69. John Brittenham. I'll never forget how much Bumper Pool gave our program. You couldn't deny his love for the Hogs. He played what? He played 5 years? Yeah, he actually played 5 years, and that's why he's an all-time tackle leader.
Well, for me, when Ferguson is there, and then Ferguson goes into Buffalo, so you're following him there and you're doing all that. So with Ike Forte and Ben Cowens and all of those guys, and again, I mean, Ron Calcagni was probably, I mean, still to me is a hero. And then Scanlon.
He's a hero,
Absolutely.
You know, Roland Sales gets all the credit for that game.
Yep.
But Ron Calcagni engineered it.
Yeah.
And he had the game plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you probably heard the story he tells about Lou Holtz before the game. Told him, you know, you're gonna be the star, you're gonna be the hero, and you're gonna score the first touchdown. And so on the third play of the game, Oklahoma fumbled. And the ball went back to its own 8-yard line. Arkansas recovers. And on third and one, they sent in the play that Roland Sales was going to score, was going to run. And Ron Calcagni turned around and looked like, because he's on first down, he took it down close. And he's looking back because Holtz told him he was going to score the first touchdown. But they gave it to Sales and he scored. And then, of course, Holtz told him later, Roland Sales was playing in place of Ben Cowens, who was a great player. And he said, we had to get him that confidence to start the game. I knew you were confident, and that's the way it worked out.
That's awesome.
What a great memory. Again,
you
hate to always live in the past, but right now it's a fun place to go because you can go there, you know.
Wouldn't it be great if next year we're playing Chuck's calls instead of Paul's calls because Arkansas wins 8 or 9 games that nobody could see that coming? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be amazing. So, well, Rick, thanks so much. Always good to chop it up with you. Keep Randy in line in the afternoon. I told Randy, I told the guys yesterday we want to continue to cross-promote. We want to get Randy on the show. He doesn't had to get here at 6 o'clock in the morning like
well,
Tampa.
I'm guessing Thursday we're going to get you on the show to tell us who all these great guests are going to have.
That's right. I'll be on there Thursday.
We don't want to just read a list. We want to hear you talk about it.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that. Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that.
Well, thanks Jugs. Yeah. I mean, Rick.
All right, funny, Rick. Roger.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks,
okay,
Rick Schaefer.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick Schaefer every week.
You know, I saw Rick's photo. I guess it was Chuck Gatlin posted a lot of pics of them being down there in Hot Springs. And Rick is so fantastic. I mean, and he loves baseball, and you know that. That's why I was down there doing that as well. And he looked like a kid.
He
looked like a kid. And so did Chuck Gatlin. Chuck got the great memory that Chuck had with Dale Murphy as a kid and all that. He was able to go down there and do that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Sort of what we're talking about here, Roger. Yeah. You got great memories as a kid, either watching in person. We'll visit with John Daly here in a minute, find out maybe who his favorite player was growing up in Darnell. Don't go away. It's 7:31 here on this Tuesday, August 11th.
Catch you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits you. Just don't let the door hit you.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football continues fall camp. Wide receivers coach Larry Smith, who followed Ryan Silverfield from Memphis, spoke to the media yesterday. He talked about trying to find a wide receiver one.
I've been a part of offenses where there's a huge drop off from your top three guys, and I don't think we have that here. I think depth is not an issue in the room, but we would like to see, you know, a few guys kind of separate themselves to solidify being a receiver one and receiver two, the guys that we kind of depend on in crunch time.
The Razorbacks will practice in full pads today. The defensive line coaches and a few players will speak to the media following practice. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight against the Tulsa Drillers at 7. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny and real hot today, up to 100 degrees and heat index values over 105. So another heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, warm, mainly clear, a low of 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high of 101. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It's a good jam right there, Dwight Yoakam. Okay, we see, Roger's throwing the tunes down, baby. Spinning those records.
Not to screw it up.
Let's bring in our man, J.D. John Daly. Always on time with his calls, Roger.
Come on. Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Come on!
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. Where are you today? What state? What city?
I am in Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. You making an appearance there? You checking on your bar and restaurant? What's the scoop?
Kind of both. We celebrated our one-year anniversary last Thursday. And then I had an outing in Atlantic City, and I did a good boy thing all day yesterday, and then I've got a little thing I got to do Thursday for Hard Rock. So,
well,
yeah,
I hope they, I hope Good Boy is. Matter of fact, I was doing an interview the other day with a station out of Montgomery. They were there the day you were at the SEC Media Days, which there's still a buzz about you, you walking around that day and taking your smoke breaks and all that. But they were talking about your Good Boys. I don't know what kind of percentage you get or what they pay you, but they should be paying you plenty because you're doing a good job of hustling for them for sure.
Nah, it's doing great. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, these new golf packs, they're hitting everywhere. Golf courses, I mean, everywhere. It's got four new flavors that are just amazing.
I know you do your best try to keep up with all things Razorbacks. And, of course, I've been, you know, trying. I went and watched the first day of practice. I'm going to try to get up there another day this week and watch them. And a lot of new names, a lot of new faces. You got, you know, nine receivers trying to – I think you got two or three that are probably going to be your starters. And same thing, DBs, you got 25 DBs. And so it's sort of weird because a lot of these guys are first-year guys. They've got 41 transfers in, I think, and 21 freshmen. See, this happened in a lot of colleges. So today, John, we just sort of getting off with Billy Ray Smith passing the other day. We sort of gotten off on this topic of who was your first idol, first Razorback player that you really sort of – you know, enjoyed watching that you remember as a youngster. And so we go to you, John Daly. What's the first couple players that you remember as a young man when you were in Arkansas?
You know, remember Scott Bull?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's well known. Yeah, Scott Bull's a very famous Razorback.
Brad Taylor.
Yeah, right down the road from you, not too far from you.
Yeah. When I was young, you know, of course, you know, Danny Nutt. I mean,
Yeah, he did.
Of course, Billy Ray. You guys, when I went to school, yeah. Jericho yeah. with Snake.
You bet.
Yeah. You know, we got quite a few. I mean, yeah. Just kind of the ones when I was a kid that I got to meet when I was real little.
You know what's great? John, is the Brad Taylor story, which I've told Roger plenty of times. And so I'm up there. I'm a freshman. I'm not from Arkansas, so I don't know any of the stories of the history of Razorback football. But I've read where we've got three quarterbacks. Two of them are legacy guys. One of them is Mark Calcagni, the brother of the famous, who we've been, you know, a lot of guys, Ron Calcagni was their idol growing up. And then you had Lance, oh, my gosh, you went blank on his last name, a quarterback that played back in the 40s or 50s that was a legendary guy that was probably the first or second pick in the NFL draft. So those were two. And then there was a guy named Brad Taylor from a small place called Danville. Nobody knew who he was. And I think they put him at safety at first. And I don't think he was doing a whole lot. This was, again, 1981, and I was a freshman. And all of a sudden, something happened where they put him back at quarterback for I think, scout team. And I think it didn't take long for the word to get back to where, hey, we're moving Brad Taylor to offense. And, you know, he ends up, you know, he had a rocket of an arm. What a big guy. But, man, what a gun he had. And so, boom, before you know it, Brad Taylor is the starting quarterback ahead of Tom Jones, you know, his freshman year. And it was a great story about how he and I love Mark Calcagni and the other young man, but it was the kid that nobody really knew much about from a small little town called Danville that was a starting quarterback for the Razorbacks. I mean, that had to be big in Danville and Dardanelle and that whole area when you had a kid that was from that small of a school start for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, he's Danville. I guess they're, wait, what are, Danville's, Danville, I think they're Little John.
They are the Little Johns, right? Yeah, they are the Little Johns.
Yeah, they're Will Sandler's. But, I mean, people I know pretty much probably know because they've probably seen the show. But, you know, Jerry Jones. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Jimmy Johnson, they won the 64 National Championship. That team was pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, we have some of our listeners who were in their 80s that said their favorite players were Lance Allworth. And, I mean, I'm just I love the fact that you can be 80 or 70 or 60 or 50. And I know another one was, for example, one of our listeners somewhere just sent me a message and said, remember Gerald Jones? He was a defensive lineman during my years. He's from Cabot. He said he went to War Memorial for the spring game, and Gerald Jones picked him up. He was a little kid, put him on his shoulder, and walked him around to get autographs from the other players. He'll never forget that. He'll never forget those kind of things. Or I didn't do it, but, you know, walking off the field, you know, some guys would throw their pads to kids or throw, you know, whatever they tape job they would have. And, you know, it's just you forget that those things happen. And of course, we hadn't had as much success, John, so it's tough. And nowadays, the players aren't there for 4 or 5 years. You know, you got to know who the players were back in the day. Now you get them for 1 or 2 years. Some of them, like Quincy Rose Jr., you've had for 4 years now, but it's not quite the same. And so that's why you value, you know, Roger made the point. One of them, I think recently one of them had said what an honor it was to play in Arkansas. But most of those guys who come here aren't really coming because it's Arkansas. They're coming because it's a good situation. They can make more money. They see a better chance to play. So it's just not like it used to be. So we're enjoying sort of going through and reminiscing about you know, the Tony Buas of the world and Dickie Morton and Cal Cagney. And you can be 60 years old and still just get butterflies thinking of your favorite. But, you know, Roger, when he's around Ron Cal Cagney, he still gets sort of starry-eyed. And yep, Gary, you remember Gary
and
Anderson?
And Scanlon, too.
Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith. Yeah, just a lot of great ones.
And you, too, Ben. And you, too, Daly.
I get a few that mention old 53, sure. John. Not a lot, but a few.
Well, I mean, we haven't really been great except, you know, when Bobby Petrino came, you know, we had, you know, McFadden, Felix Jones, I mean, Mallett. I mean, man, we, you know, it seems like the Razorback fans remember teams even that didn't have good years.
Yeah.
We remember and respect our players because they were loyal. There's no loyalty anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's just
not much.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's not about that. You know, I was telling Roger, I used to work out and I would specifically think in my mind when I was getting tired, I'm playing for that kid who's going to come up from, you know, from East Arkansas that's never seen a Razorback game. And, you know, I'm going to put on a show for him. And, you know, that was my mindset then, that I'm playing for the state of Arkansas. That's who I represent. And you just don't have that anymore. You got some of them. I think you've got, but it's so much about money and about transfer portal that you just don't have that, that mindset anymore, which is okay. I mean, life can't stay the same. By the way, Lance McCann. It was Lamar McCann who was like the second overall pick of the NFL draft back in the 50s. But anyway, Brad Taylor beat him out both. And guys like you mentioned, Tony Chirico, you know, he had a snake, you know, had the anaconda in his room. And so those are just great stories. Steve Court, the strongest guy in college football. He's bench pressing 600 pounds. And, of course, you know, back then steroids were, you know, were everywhere. And
what?
Nobody asked, you know, much about that. Donnie Sinners, James Shebass. You know, James Shebass, I don't know, John, you were just a freshman then. But in 84, I'm telling you, James Shebass and Brad Taylor could not only light it up on the field, but on Dixon Street, they could also light it up. My deal, John, my deal is this. If you guys go out and party on Thursday night, I have no problem with it. As long as Saturday, you can play ball, and they all could play ball. And of course, Shebass is still coaching. Shebass is still in the coaching game after all these years. Shebass wasn't the fastest guy, but, man, Shebass would not drop anything.
Right.
Yeah, he would not drop anything. So just a lot of great memories, a lot of great kickers. You know, you're an old kicker. Ish Ordonez, Steve Little. Who am I leaving out?
Yeah.
Steve Cox.
And Hocker.
Bruce Leahy.
And
Kendall Traynor.
Say it.
I mean, we had so many darn All-American kickers.
Those were weapons as well. That was a bit. Look at it. Let's go ahead and get a kick. Let's get three and get out of here. And we're automatic.
Look at Cam Little. Longest field goal in the NFL.
I will say this. We did have a couple listeners said my kid, who's probably 7 or 8 years old, his favorite player is Cam Little. Sure. Cam Little's probably had the most successful pro in the last few years. You had Trey Flowers, who won some Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But as far as
Ragnow had a little success.
But as far as guys like right now, the best guy in the pro. Of course, you got Hunter Henry.
For sure.
I think Hunter was one of those Arkansas guys that went to Arkansas because it was Arkansas. So, and it was there before NIL and that kind of deal. So, of course, you know, what they're trying to do is find. The only thing that's a little worrisome, John, is that you don't have. You got still two quarterbacks. You know, who's going to be the starting quarterback? Even though it's going to be KJ Jackson, I'm just going to tell you right now, he's going to be the starter. And then you're trying to find some guys who will separate themselves at receiver. You got some good running backs. You got a bunch of DBs. Who's going to be the DBs? And so I do like, John, I do like the way this guy's coaching. It's great to see Houston Nutt back on campus yesterday. I think it was the first time he's been back on campus on that football field since he coached. And I'm sure there was a lot of bad blood because of Ole Miss and all that kind of stuff. But it's glad to see that's over with because Houston did give us a lot of really great memories and great teams and great players. Of course, McFadden's probably one of the most favorites of all these kids of the last 25 years. But it's good to see Houston on campus yesterday as well.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, hey, he built that stadium up.
Yeah, he did.
Some of the seasons he had.
He did.
I mean, he really did.
Yeah, matter of fact.
And I think he might have been our longest tenure as a coach.
Might be right.
Since Broyles.
Might be right. I don't know. Look that up, Christian, and see. I know that Hatfield was there from 84 to 90, so that would only be 6 years. Holtz was only there 77 to 83, so 6 or 7. So you might be right. It might be Houston Nutt, might be the longest tenured after Frank Broyles. Yeah. And but anyway, it was good to see him back. You know, that's what you want to have. You want to have your old coach is being able to come back in. Again, I know the Ole Miss story, and that's fine, but it's still good to see him back because he gave a lot to the program, brought in a lot of great Arkansas players. So I do want to say thanks to John's sponsor, Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas and the number three largest in the United States. Thanks to Steve and Michelle Pirtle. Really appreciate them. They're the owners. So, all right, John, keep doing your thing, buddy. Keep rocking and rolling. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Love you guys. Go Hawks.
Love you, buddy. Johnny. Go Hawks. One and only John Daly.
The guy, thanks to Andrew Drake, and who sent a message to me, and somebody else did on here as well. Tavares Jackson is the quarterback that I was thinking of back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
You know he's dead.
Oh, he was a guy that went to – he had a nice pro career.
He had a nice pro. You got to think he's got a Super Bowl ring or something.
Yeah, he was killing a car wreck, and he was –
I didn't remember that.
Everybody – he was part of that rotation that everybody – ran him off, and he ends up going to have a pro career.
That's what I was thinking of, yes.
The song we're playing now is Reminiscing. I like – obviously, this is a play on what we're doing. Who sings Reminiscing?
Little River Band.
Little RB. Look at you. All right, it is a 747. Again, continue to send out. Somebody says Shebess is special teams coordinator at Purdue. I give the dude credit.
Yep.
That's from Rebecca. I mean, he's been with Barry Odom for a while. Here's one, 52, and Houston is my favorite hog. Hey, that's cool. That's cool. I love all the memories. We'll try to get to as many as we can. But we appreciate you sharing and on the good times. Maybe we'll get those back here shortly. But all right, don't go away. It's 748.
Halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26 year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing the ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall, with no payments due for the first 90 days. days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available, just like the founding of our great nation. If you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walking care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement started with 50. Now we're looking for 30 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated Therma King windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 30 homeowners will receive promotional pricing. 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior and military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, 7:53 on this Tuesday, August 11th. Roger, always excited to work with our friends at Oaklawn.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, Oaklawn Sports, they're in partnership with FanDuel. That's available in Arkansas. And remember, baseball fans, this is Dinger Tuesday. Dinger Tuesday. You can choose your reward every Tuesday to use on home run bets. You can option one. You can do the bet reset. You can use this on your wager. You'll get refunded in bonus bets if your bet loses. Option two, a 50% profit boost. Make your bet, activate the profit boost, and if it hits, That's extra winnings at no extra cost. So you make your choice, and the reward will be ready to use on your next home run bet. So the main thing is our friends at Oakland love their relationship with FanDuel. It's FanDuel.com/Arkansas. If you haven't gone online and gotten registered, get that, because football season is getting ready to get cranked up, Rod.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, and so, you, again, play ball with the home for home runs on FanDuel. It's official partner of the Major League Baseball organization. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're having a problem with gambling. But, yeah, I do want to say thank you. We got to get Zach up here. I know Zach goes deep dive with Justin and them. We don't do that.
No.
On our show.
Are you doing any more picks this year?
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel says.
Well, I know what FanDuel has it, but you still.
I don't know. I was so bad last year, maybe they don't want me back.
Listen, you led the nation.
Well, I did
in percentage just a year ago, 2 years ago. Yeah,
you know what? I had an off year and they got rid of me. I don't know.
Two words.
Maybe they're bringing the girls in. I don't know. Maybe they're bringing Ebony and Heather. I don't know. Matt Curtado joins us. I think we got Justin. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. From Tito's Handmade Vodka. See if Justin is it. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
For Justin as we introduce the Tito's rep. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm good now. I've been fighting with this towel line.
Oh, have you?
I've only been texting you for a half hour. That's
no,
okay.
I know it's not. No, you're not. I see it at 7:40. Did you finally get it figured out?
It will for now.
Yeah.
So, good morning.
Yeah, Mac has been a partner with the Buzz for many things. You've sponsored the golf tournament for I don't know how many years, and
we're going on. This is our fifth year.
Yeah,
it seems like a long. Yeah, there's nothing that you do not join in on with us, and we appreciate that.
We really try to. You know, that's one of the great things about my company is obviously I have a really fun job. I get to sell Tito's and Lalo vodka, you know, Lalo's tequila. So it's the best job in the world, but it's so fulfilling because I do get to give back to the community. I get to give back to, you know, nonprofits. We get to help Justin out with, you know, his safety event, which is always amazing.
For sure.
So we really do, you know, that is the best part about my job is being able to give back and actually get that fulfillment.
And make sure you get on that mic too when you go. So the other news that we wanted to bring up is that you guys are an official part of the Razorbacks.
We are proud sponsors of the Razorbacks starting this year, yes.
So check this out, Roger and Justin. You now will have your product in the stadium.
That is correct. We will be in
the Razorback Stadium.
Yes, sir. In Razorback Stadium, we will have 20 available touch points where you'll be able to get a pre-mixed Tito's cocktail. So anywhere that you were previously able to get Tito's cocktail or mixed cocktails, you'll be able to get Tito's cocktails now. So,
do you remember when there was no drinking in the stadium? You know, you had to.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. No, you had to bring in you see flasks and other things. But now you can't get it straight.
It's gonna be a pre-mixed cocktail, and that's just for consumption reasons. You know, you need to enjoy it responsibly. That's always the biggest thing. But we'll be available. We're super excited. We're excited to be the vodka for hog people for sure. So
there's no limits on how many you can buy at a station.
I think you. I'm sure
per
you buy,
one. You can
I think
only...
you probably buy one per person, maybe two. Whatever their standard rules are for beer. I'm
you have
sure
to keep making
same,
trips so. Back. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. But you know that was something that you never thought you would see. And now do more than football too, right?
So yeah, we'll be available for basketball and baseball also. So super excited about the partnership and looking forward to a long-standing one.
Well, again, the Razorback athletics program is trying to find ways to make money.
Yeah.
It's what you got to do. I think this will be very popular.
I hope so.
Now, listen. Now, if we don't play well, it will be beyond popular.
Well, then you have something
It'll
to
It'll be
help.
Real popular.
What would you say, Mac? And then you have
something to help you.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
We're there for the good and the bad. That's the good thing.
All right, Mac's going to hang out with us a little bit longer. Justin, obviously, with us today. And also, glad to be... having Chuck Gatlin coming up a little bit later. And we've got money to give away for Family Feud.
$50 gift card thanks to Family Market Stores.
Yeah, I got to play a little Family Feud thanks to Southern Bank. Razorback still trying to find their starting three at receiver. Still trying to sort of find out what they need to have on defensive line. They've got most of it set on defensive line, but still trying to plug in the right names. I've been having fun talking about your childhood favorite Razorback. We'll find out what Justin's is. I think I know what it's going to be when we come back. 8 o'clock.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking,
It might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone. And it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even